Hey, it's Andrew here, and I've got something pretty special today. So my friend Liam, he has started his own podcast, and I'm just trying to help him out with setting up an RSS feed and getting a place to store his files on a server. But he's so anxious to get his podcast out there, so I thought I'd host his first episode. I think it's a pretty good effort for his first try. Yeah, just bear in mind he is only 12. Actually, so no, sorry, I think he is 13. So he did a pretty good job, I think. So here is LMD's podcast.
Hello. This is my podcast, my first podcast, and just have nothing better to do, so I'm gonna make a podcast. So for the past couple of days have been our school exams. You know, it's lots of pressure, I guess. You have to study a lot and all that stuff. And so today I had my drama exam. And so this one girl in her drama class that no one likes. And she's really obnoxious and annoying. And she's so full of herself, and she's like a really good singer, but she knows it. And she just no one likes her. She's good at acting and all that stuff, but so today we got our marks for some play that we did. And so I got 24 of 24, a perfect, right? And she got 23. And so, yeah, that was leading nowhere, but I just wanted to say that. Henry inspired me to do this podcast, and I am going to copy him, but I'm not really, because I don't know. That's just mean, I guess. So I'm gonna do a Canadian joke. So this is a good one. Okay, so two guys from Toronto die and wake up in hell. The next day, the devil stops in to check on them and sees them dressed in parkas, mittens, and toques, warming themselves around the fire. The devil asks them, "What are you doing? Isn't it hot enough for you?" The two guys reply, "Well, you know, we're from Canada, the land of snow and ice and cold. We're just happy for a chance to warm up a little bit, eh?" The devil decides that these two aren't miserable enough and turns up the heat. The next morning, he stops in again and they are there, still dressed in parkas, toques, and mittens. The devil asks them again, "It's awfully hot down here, can't you guys feel it?" Again, the two guys reply, "Well, like we told you yesterday, we're from Canada, the land of snow and ice and cold. We're just happy for a chance to warm up a little bit, eh?" This gets the devil a little steamed up, and he decides to fix these two guys. He cranks the heat up as high as it will go. The people are wailing and screaming everywhere. He stops by the room with the two guys from Canada and finds them in light jackets and bucket hats, grilling sausage and drinking beer. The devil is astonished. "Everyone down here is in abject misery, and you two seem to be enjoying yourselves." The two Canadians reply, "Well, you know, we don't get too much warm weather up there in Toronto, so we've just got to have a cookout when the weather's this nice." The devil is absolutely furious. He can hardly see straight. Finally, he comes up with the answer. The two guys love the heat because they have been cold all their lives. The devil decides to turn off all the heat in hell. The next morning, the temperature is below zero, icicles are hanging everywhere, people are shivering so bad that they are unable to do anything but wail, moan, and gnash their teeth. The devil smiles and heads for the room with the two Canadians. He gets there and finds them back in their parkas, toques, and mittens. Now they are jumping up and down, cheering, yelling, and screaming like madmen. The devil is dumbfounded. "I don't understand. When I turn up the heat, you're happy. Now it's freezing cold and you're still happy? What's wrong with you two? The Torontonians look at the devil in surprise. Well, don't you know? If hell freezes over, it must mean the Leafs have won the Stanley Cup. Yeah, that's funny. All my relatives like the Leafs and everything, but I really hate them. They're just so... It's so cliche, I guess. Trying to be different. I like the Dallas Stars, you know? Not that I'm American, but... So at my local mountain, there was like a little mini competition we had on Monday. This guy taught me my first alley-oop 360. It was pretty cool, I guess. The first couple times I was trying it, once I landed on my face, and I totally ate myself, I guess. I ate part of my lip out, and it was pretty disgusting. So I was wondering if anyone's eaten themselves alive. So I Google it, and I check that these people were eating themselves and filming it, and they were calling it art. Those are my dumb of the day. Dump of the day. That's it. Every day or whenever I'm doing it, there's gonna be a dumb of the day. And those people eating themselves are the dumbs of the day. Yeah. Now, since this is my first podcast and everything, and I need some feedback and stuff. I'm going to stop and play a song, one of my favorite bands. And yes, Henry, I'm playing this just for you. So please listen to the whole thing. And good night and good day.
Okay, then. I think I'm going to stop it right there because I hate Radiohead, as Liam well knows. I think they're fucking rubbish. But, yeah, what do you think? Not bad, eh? So, if anybody does have any feedback, they can... if you email me at shortpoppysyndrome@gmail.com, and I'll definitely pass it on to Liam. Because he definitely does need some feedback, I think. So, thanks for listening. I'm going to have an episode of Short Poppy Syndrome tomorrow. I've prepared a special Australia Day episode. So that should be a bit of fun. So, okay then, until then, goodbye.